Welcome, 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 welcome. Hey. Nah, but seriously, welcome back to the Prince Mosey Podcast. I'm so excited to have y'all. So excited for y'all to be here witnessing with me and just going on this journey with me. I encourage everybody, if you haven't already, to go to my Facebook, Cayman Darden, and I send you an invite for the Prince Mosey Experience, which is going to be my Facebook page, a play off the podcast, and it's just pretty much the whole Prince Mosey Experience, everything from my clothing line to my gospel ministry, just everything that's going on with me and everything that God is blessing me with and the things that he's putting inside my heart. Welcome back, man. Welcome back to the Prince Mosey Podcast. It's Friday, June 21st. I told y'all every Friday I would come back with a new episode. I was going to do one last week. I never really got around to it. Just kind of been trying to center myself again and feel like I'm finally back on track. I'm finally starting to see myself, my reflection again in the water. And it's a great feeling, man. It feels good to be back and be doing what I love again. But today's message on the podcast is called The Obedient Child, The Obedient Son. And I'm just going to be giving some pointers, some references to obedience and what it is to be an obedient child of God and obedient son and listen to his voice and do the things that he asks you to do. This is something that I've been struggling with the last couple weeks, maybe even going back further, just not so much consistently struggling, just not doing what God wants me to do, just consistently being consistent with everything, because I had reached this point where I felt like, oh, like I'm starting to get this thing, and I mean, that's a part of the journey, is you're going to feel like that, and God's going to cut you back down, and you're going to have to learn it all over, and get a new revelation from it. So yeah, today we are talking about the obedient son. Welcome back to the Prince Mosey Podcast. I'm so excited for y'all being here. God bless. Hello. Okay. How's it going, everybody? I'm back. Feeling great. Feeling blessed. It's been almost a month or two since I last contacted you guys or reached out and, you know, pretty much just made a podcast. But I'm back and we're going to be really consistent and we're going to be really consistent in our faith and in our prayers and in us reaching our end goal of serving the kingdom and doing everything the right way for the Lord and for his honor and for his glory. But like we always do before we get started, we pray. But I did want to ask how everybody was doing, how's everybody's day going, and I wanted to bless everybody and say I hope that y'all are having an amazing day, a blessed day, a God day, a spiritual day, a day where God is talking to you and showing you his face and he's giving you guys in revelation and insight like never before. That's what I pray for first for you guys personally. And then we're going to get into the prayer, as I like to call it, the prayer. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you asking that you just bless the ears that hear and the spirits that receive the podcast today and the message today for the obedient son, the obedient children. I ask that you just transform us into obedient children for you, into our earthly parents, and that you just make us into who you want us to be, Lord. Shine your light on us, Lord, and your love on us, Lord, and give us the glow that you want us to have and teach us the ways that you want us to know and show us the truth that you want to be revealed through you, Christ, who died and who was resurrected on the third day, and he defeated death and all of the evil and sin and Satan and all of that just so we might have life. And we thank you for our lives, Lord. And we thank you for your love and for your son. And we pray that you will make us obedient children as well, like you were in your time on the earth. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Got that out the way. Wow. Thank you guys for being here. I'm so excited. I got music coming. I got clothes coming. I got all type of stuff coming for y'all, and y'all don't even know it. Because I don't be putting my business out there in the streets like that. But seriously, I don't be putting my business out there like that, you know. Got a lot of haters. So, yeah, we definitely making moves, and we definitely got some stuff that the Lord is cooking up, and he's showing me mighty things and mighty works, and, you know, I've been going through a transition period and just figuring out who I am, figuring out who's not allowed to be there, where I'm going, and I love everybody, but I can't take everybody with me. It's been a lot. People losing hope in me, and then, you know, when God comes and shows up on my end, they believe again, or they don't, or, you know, it's just a lot. So it's just one of those things. I have to stay focused on God and not on the storm. But today, we came to talk about the obedient son. Not to be confused with the prodigal son, because this is not that. This is not a story. This is not story time. And I'm not here to preach a sermon, per se. This is just my take on obedience, I guess, and being an obedient child of God. I feel like it's just really important to learn obedience to God, because God tests our obedience to know if he can trust us or not. That was powerful. That was a good one. God tests our obedience to know if he can trust us or not. Think about it. If I told you, take out the trash, and I said, you got before tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to have the trash taken out. I didn't put a limit. I put a limit on you, but I gave you time, and, you know, I didn't rush you, or, you know, like, I gave you free will, pretty much. But the only thing that I asked was that you take out the trash before a certain time. That's all I asked. I'm not making you do it now. Nothing. I'm just saying. That's just what I expect. That's how God is with us. You know, he'll give us a time. It's not too close and it's not too far off. It's just right. It's perfect because he is just. And he'll give you an assignment to do something. And he wants to see if you're obedient to do it. And a lot of us, we're so caught up in the way we feel, the way we think about life, or the way we see the world, that we don't know how to be obedient to God's voice. And to the maturation process of him taking us through these things so that he can trust us, actually. It's one thing about life and about people, all of us. We're all going to come into this world full of sin nature. I've been studying this. I've been listening to Pastor Mark Todd. Shout out to him. I don't know if y'all watch Transformation Church, but I encourage you to do so. Just like I encourage you to watch John Gray and T.D. Jakes and Joyce Meyer and Gregory Dickow and John Hagee and Creflo Dollar, like, and, you know, Kenneth Copeland and every other great man or woman of God. Paula White. I'm not saying this for you to idolize anybody, but there are people that God is using, and once you see how God works in their life, you'll start to realize how he could work in yours. That's a whole nother topic. We might talk about that next time. But the thing about it is that God wants to test your loyalty. It's no way around it. No way around it. And a lot of Christians get into this thinking that it's going to be easy. It's going to be cakewalking. You know, the devil doesn't have any power over me now because, you know, I'm in Christ and everything's going to be perfect. And that's a misconception. That's a misconception. Christ did not come to make it perfect. It's perfect through him, but he didn't come to make your life completely perfect. He came to give you peace during the imperfection of life, because that's life. Life is going to be a storm most days, and then you're going to have a sunny days where you can enjoy it and chill and be cool and whatever you do. But for the most part, you got to expect more rain, because if you expect rain, then it won't catch you off guard when there is a dark day. But the problem is that we want to thank God on the sunny days and say how great he is on the sunny days. And, you know, he's the light of our life on the sunny days. But on the dark days, we turn our backs, for the most part. We turn our back on him. We don't believe like we should. We get depressed about things that are clearly out of our control for a reason. So we can learn to trust. And until you learn to trust him, it's going to be a tough walk as a Christian. I can guarantee you that. You know, I've been doing this since I was born. And even for me, I'm still starting to see, like, wow, like, it's a lot to this. You know, God is very specific with how he moves and how he wants things done. And, you know, that just ain't going to change. It's just who he is, because he wants the specifics to really make sure you're paying attention to him fully, you know? And if you're off on anything, it's because you're distracted by something other than him. But just think about it. Even on earth, with your mother and father, you know, if you're obedient to them, I'm sure they'll get you nice things and be more apt to doing things for you and, you know, things like that. Like, if you're obedient to them, he's our Heavenly Father, so just think of how much more he will want to give us if we're obedient to him. And he feels like we could trust him. And it's not just a using relationship. We're not just coming to him when we want something or when something goes wrong. It's more of a bond, a connection, to where it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm coming to you, asking you for something, trusting that you're going to do it because you've been able to come to me and ask me of things, and I've delivered as well. So now it's not just a one-party situation. It's both ways. It's a relationship. There's a chemistry. And with God, that's what you want. You want a chemistry. You don't always want to be one-sided in any relationship. You want to give and take. And I feel like that's the problem with a lot of Christians. We don't know how to give and take. We want to take from God, but we don't want to give anything. And you have to die to self and to flesh to even manifest the trust. Because you're flesh is going to tell you not to trust God, because God is going to tell you things that don't make any human sense, because he wants to trust your faith, test your faith, I might say. This is part one. I mean, I could go deeper and deeper and deeper, but I'm not, because I gave you a lot already. And I want to make sure that y'all paying attention. So I want people to listen to this, internalize it, and we're going to come back with another episode, part two. And we're going to go deeper into it. Why it's good to be an obedient child to God. Why it's good to be an obedient son to God. I have struggles, period. No matter what people think, I have struggles. But my obedience to God is more, it's more important to me than my own self nature. I want to be obedient to God. I want to do his will. Because not only that, I've been to the other side and I've seen the manifestation of life when you live a spirit-led life.
So it's one thing to go from a spirit-led life to being human again. I mean, we're always human, but being fleshly again. And you see the quality of life diminish. My life isn't as great when I do what Cayman wants to do. My life is always better when I listen to God and do what He wants me to do. You know, so, and this is practical. This isn't some spiritual miracle hoopla. Like, this is practical stuff. Whatever the Bible tells you, God's will for us is do that. And watch how much better your life gets. It's you holding yourself back from living the best life that God possibly wants you to have. Because your flesh tells you to do this and do this and do this, thinking that this is going to satisfy you, but it's only a momentary satisfaction. It isn't going to sustain you. And that's why Jesus said He is the living water and He is the bread of life. Because when you eat from Him, it will sustain you. You won't get hungry again. But I had a great time talking to y'all, just ministering to y'all for just a quick second, a little 13 minutes or something like that, which is cool. You know, I just want to make sure that this is reaching people and that this is affecting lives and that God's people is hearing this and that they're understanding the movement that is happening right now underneath their noses. God has something great for me. He has something great for you. But we have to stay connected and we have to sow into the kingdom. So I appreciate y'all, whoever listens. God bless you. You have an amazing day. Give me feedback. Let me know what you think. And I have part two coming up for you. Be blessed and be a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.